Good day. I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Friday, July 8. Coming up, Road Safety Unit reports 10% reduction in fatal crashes. Jamaica Constabulary forced to sign MOU with Indicom and government to review national policy for senior citizens. The news in detail after the break.
JCDC presents the 2016 Jamaica Festival Song Grand Finals. Come see the top 10 finalists in action as they turn up the festival season. Plus, special guest performances. Saturday, July 9, Rani Williams Entertainment Center, 8 p.m. Admission adults, 1,000 pre-sold, 1,200 at the gate. Children under 12, $500. Tickets available at Sangster's Bookstores, Bill Express, JCDC offices, and JCDC online. Sponsored by Chase Fund, TES, Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority, the Bob Marley Group of Companies, Jam Coffee, Lifespan, Spring Water, Happy Ice, Jams, KSAC, CVM, Irie FM, Zip 103, Fire 105, Mellow FM, Cool FM, and RJR 94 FM.
So everybody make it time the line celebration at any independent.
Now the news. There has been a 10% reduction in the number of fatal crashes on the island's roadways in comparison to the same period last year. According to figures released by the Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport and Mining, 168 fatal crashes occurred up to the start of July 2016, compared with 189 for the same period last year. Director of Public Relations and Communication in the Ministry, Vando Palma, says the sustained presence of the police and the Island Traffic Authority on the roads has resulted in a significant change in the behavior of motorists.
This decrease is definitely trending in the right direction, and it is attributed to the Operation Zero Tolerance, which started at the end of the first week of May, which is a joint effort between the Island Traffic Authority and the police.
Mr. Palmer was speaking in an interview with JIS News. Operation Zero Tolerance is slated to run for 3 months, but could be extended based on its current success rate. The Jamaica Constabulary Force is to sign a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the Independent Commission of Investigations, Indicom, to agree and establish the way the police and Indicom will work together going forward. National Security Minister Robert Montague describes the move as an important breakthrough and positive step.
Indicom and the police must work together, not against each other. The MOU will detail the steps to be taken by both as they engage, investigate, and treat with each other.
In the meantime, Minister Montague says a pilot project for the police to be fitted with body-worn cameras will be implemented before the end of the year. The initiative is aimed at improving transparency in interactions with the public and in the gathering of evidence of criminal activities. The Private Security Regulation Authority, PSRA, has been instructed to explore a health insurance scheme for security guards and their families. National Security Minister Robert Montague says the decision was made following a meeting with players in the private security industry, who underscored the need for reform of the sector.
Let us assure the guards and the companies that the vetting, the working conditions, and the space to operate will be dealt with. Everyone must be treated fairly. Reform is on the way. This industry is vital to our economy. Banks, water systems, airports, ports, ministries, private homes, and businesses depend on this industry.
Mr. Montague was making his contribution to the 2016-2017 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives Wednesday. And Labour and Social Security Minister Shaheeni Robinson says the ministry will be reviewing the National Policy for Senior Citizens. The policy, first tabled in Parliament in 1997, addresses the provision of protection and care for senior citizens. It also provides for proper resource allocation for the social and economic welfare of seniors, while appropriately respecting their rights, responsibilities, and roles. Minister Robinson says the revised policy will incorporate modern wellness provisions to enable them to live well and independently.
As a ministry, we will be assessing our own programs and services to senior citizens through review of the existing national policy for senior citizens. And we look forward to incorporating modern wellness provisions to enable them to live well and independently.
The Labour and Social Security Minister was speaking at the official opening and dedication of a medical center at the Golden Age Home in Vineyardtown, Kingston on July 6. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.